we, the people of Burkina Faso, civil society organizations, political parties, traditional chiefs, religious leaders, and the army agree that we constitute a charge for the transition, and this charge has several institutions in which the president of the transition, who is going to be a civilian. A civilian who is not coming from the political parties, but who is coming from the civil society organization. Once the president is elected, he will appoint a prime minister who will make the cabinet for the government. We also ask people of Burkina Faso that will ask the National Council of Transition, which will play the role of the parliament.
So how many people are going to come from the opposition parties, and how many people are going to come from the civil society and from the military?
This National Council of Transition is made up of 19 members. 30 members from the political parties, the current opposition, 25 members from the civil society organization, 25 members from the army and the security staff, and 10 members from the ex-majority. We also agree that there is a need to make some reforms in our constitution and our administration. Therefore, there will be a commission of reconciliation and national cohesion located at the prime minister. And we have almost 67 sub-commissions, among which the sub-commission Truth, Justice, and Reconciliation.
The military leader says that the military made a lot of concessions. What type of concessions do you think he's talking about?
We just ask them to take into consideration the interest of our country, the interest of our people, because if there is any sanction on Burkina Faso, it will affect the army officers, but it's going to affect the ordinary citizens. For instance, yesterday they said they want to be the head of the parliament. Yesterday they were not talking about the commission, Truth, Justice and Reconciliation. Today they say they are fine with it. I think we should say today that bravo to the army of Burkina Faso.
The agreement said that the interim parliament, the National Transitional Council, the leader will be a civilian elected by his peers. How soon before we know who is going to lead the transitional process?
Right now, we don't know, because we have the army will give three names, the political party will give three names, and three society organizations will give three names, and then the electoral college will assess and interview the candidate before we appoint the president of the transition.
Do you think this will please the African Union, because the African Union wanted the military to at least turn the government over to civilian in 2 weeks?
I think most of the international community partners will agree with us and will support us, because the most key thing was the bottleneck, and we have overcame the bottleneck to come to an agreement, a consensus as the people of Burkina Faso. Tomorrow we are able to sign the charter. And by signing the charter, when we are going back to the rule of the constitution, to the rule of democracy, there won't be any problem with the international community.